All right, Knights, guess what just happened? We're blowing up.
Blowing up.
We have almost 100 followers or subscribers on Spotify.
That's right.
More than 30, maybe 1,000 on iTunes. We don't know. It's more than 30.
Yeah.
It could iTunes. Be 1,000. It could be 31. Who knows?
Who knows?
So for all you new beats, I'm Johnny.
I'm Jay.
And together we are the...
Dead.
Light. Nerd. Man, I'm just not doing it, man.
Doing what? You're not doing too good?
Yeah.
I know, you look a little, your eyes are kind of bloodshot and sunken.
I'm just not feeling it, man.
You've been looking kind of pale lately. I mean, you usually look pale, but it's like
But like paler, stuff. Yeah. It's yeah. just, I just, I, you know, I watched the Zombieland 2 trailer, and honestly, I am at an 11 of anger.
Oh, seriously?
At an anger.
What happened?
So.
Johnny, tell us about it.
So here's what it is. I worship Zombieland. Like anyone our age, right?
Yeah.
Just worshiped it. I played Zombieland on Call of Duty just because of it. And it was the best movie.
You mean like Call Nazi of Duty, Zombies?
Nazi Zombies, yeah.
Okay, I was like...
Yeah, we played Zombieland. Zombies.
I'm with you.
And the point of it is that it's a little scary.
Yeah.
And it got humor and it got both genres just perfect.
And it has Bill freaking Murray.
Oh, and it's out of nowhere, right? They didn't spoil that for you.
Oh, so
you didn't
funny.
See it
the
coming.
Best cameo ever.
And then this trailer, what do? They spoil a hilarious joke when they run into... Have you seen it, by the way, the trailer? Enough to...
Yeah, I've seen
it. So there's a scene where they have the Woody Harrelson and Jesse Eisenberg.
Jesse Eisenberg.
They're outside, and they run into their doppelgangers. And instead of just leaving it blank, like just showing that picture, they make a joke about it already in the trailer.
And they keep it running for
a while.
And
they keep it running.
Dude,
it's
you're
like
getting
a good
me off
15
now.
Seconds.
Ugh.
I mean, like, people are complaining about the Star Wars, like, Dark Ray. And I'm like, whatever. That hat left you
just,
asking so many questions.
Yeah, exactly.
There's literally
this
30
answered
theories.
Your questions.
30 theories.
It would have been so much better if Jesse Eisenberg and this other guy, you
just,
know, the new Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg,
yeah.
if it had showed them and they'd be like, what the?
And then nothing.
Yeah, because he would be like, what is going on?
Or just like at 15,
is it their
long,
like
just like
twins?
2 seconds, just like showing their faces.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
popping
yeah.
out of the car
yes.
and cut over. That would have made it a million times better.
A billion.
A billion and one.
Ugh. Man, this is, you know, we should just talk about this.
I just love it.
I am so pissed right now.
I just hate trailers so much that 25 minutes of just nonstop trailers.
35. Let's do it.
We interrupt your schedulely planned podcast to bring you nerd news.
Oh, thank gosh.
I'm so glad that nerd news popped up.
I didn't want to do another trailer one.
Could you imagine? We would have lost all our new followers.
Yeah, the doctor said if I tried doing something like that again, I'd probably have another stroke.
I'm worried for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So there is some, we didn't talk about this, but Matrix 4 got picked
Matrix
up.
Matrix 4?
The fourth.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Neo's in it. Forgot Trinity's name, but she's in it. They've signed on. So Keanu Reeves and...
Keanu Reeves.
Right? He's so hot right
now. That's
now.
Pretty big news. How did they,
yeah.
Okay, how do you even have a Matrix 4? Because I feel like the last one, didn't like they all die?
They kind of... Trinity didn't really die. Like, it was left up in the air. And then Neo was blind, but he was let out. So what they did is they let the people who... They gave you the option. You can stay asleep in the Matrix, or you can wake up and live in this dystopian world where robots rule.
Dystopian?
They, yeah.
Dystopian.
Yeah.
I like dystopia.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
It's because you're going to die there.
Yeah, tomato, tomato. So no matter what, they gave them the option, and that's kind of how they left it. So I don't really know what they're doing with this one, if it's because there was, so I just read some nerd news, as we dubbed it.
Yes.
That they might have a young Morpheus. Michael B. Jordan is interested.
That's Ooh,
just,
that'd be cool.
That's just there. I mean, it's not anything. But they do have a working title for it. Because, you know, those working titles mean nothing at all.
Yeah.
And this one's called Project Ice Cream.
Project Ice Cream? That's so
Isn't that
dumb.
Hilarious? the Avengers, the working title for I think it was Endgame, was called Group Hug. Right?
Isn't it? Okay, so group, or whatever, a running title, whatever you called it. What did you call it?
It's just a working title.
Working title. Isn't that so like people won't be bugging them while they're filming?
Yeah. And it really has nothing to do. It's just like, what are you doing right now? I'm working on the... It's just so they have something to write on the script.
It's like their code name.
It's their code name, yeah, because it's all classified stuff.
Ooh, so serious. It should be classified, and then they reveal it all in the trailer.
In the trailer, right? Just do like, just show all the big plot lines.
Why couldn't it be like Endgame? They showed, you know, like... Literally in Endgame, they showed like the 15 minutes of the movie in the trailers. And so you thought that it was going to be them going to fight Thanos on some other planet. Left everything in the dark of what was going to happen.
It wasn't even... It was... Some people do it right. I think Disney's on track doing it correctly, but no one else is doing it right. So I'm telling them, do it right or we'll complain about you. And we're blowing up, man. We're going to have the biggest followers.
Watch it. We're coming for you.
We're coming
for
you. Speaking of which, don't we have to knight somebody? We haven't knighted anybody in a while. Someone.
Too bad we don't have, like, a lightsaber to...
We do, but it's in production.
That's true.
It's in production called, making
we're saving up.
Up
for it.
We're saving, yeah. It's called, we're not there yet.
Johnny's got to go to Disneyland to make one.
We should do that. Together? Just for us, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or even if I can't go, you can just take, like, a cardboard cutout of me.
And then just take pictures with you everywhere?
Yeah.
Wearing a Deadlight shirt?
Yeah. Exactly.
insert Master of Death here.
Yeah. It's so dumb. No. Okay, so night of the week, is it...
It's okay, so you grew up with her, I grew up with her too. Kira.
Yeah, Kira.
Kira Tolbert.
Knightley. Our Knightley of the week.
Is Kira, who plays D&D, which is amazing. I got to bug her about that. Yeah, and I used to call her Kahara a long time ago back in the day, so I can call her Knight Kahara. No one else can. Knight Kira.
Yeah, I remember Kira in like middle school. I first met her.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think that's when her middle school, my little older school.
Yeah, I was going to say, your college.
Yeah, my AA meetings. if only.
So bad.
I know, it is. It's really sad. It's like when I was, like our last cast when we had about Star Wars, and I'm like, yeah, do you guys remember waiting in line for Phantom Menace? I was 4. Shut up, Jansen. Shut up.
Dude, what's funny, what was I going to say? What's funny is like we kind of knew each other just through, you know, so we have a mutual friend. And so I kind of met you, but it's funny, like I knew you for years, but you were always so much older that we were kind of just like surface friends. And then when I got, you know, back from a mission, we were.
Whatever. I loved you before. Whatever.
It's true.
Whatever you want to say. So yeah, Kira, congrats on winning it. We would have given it to you anyways.
Yeah.
But hopefully we'll do a D&D panel and you can be in because you're a D&D pro now.
Yes.
But here's back to some more news. Whenever this release, we made a mistake of trying to predict when this is going to get released.
Yeah.
So
okay,
hold on. Hopefully before this is released.
Before we get too far into nerd news, I have to say, last time we, and this is what you're going on, but last time we did nerd news, we announced all this stuff, and we recorded all this stuff, and literally like that night and then next day, D23 was going on, and they released all this stuff, like Dark Ray, all these announcements.
We learned to...
The Mandalorian trailer came out.
Here's what we learned from it. Let's do nerd news maybe a week or two before like a big convention.
Yeah.
like luckily this one
or
we planned,
after.
Yeah. This one we planned ahead because the New York Comic-Con is October 3rd or that week. So it's in 2-3 weeks. So we'll have some spacing. Yeah.
This will post Sunday and we'll be fine.
Yeah. So speaking of hopefully on time, rumored has it. So news has it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That the last Star Wars trailer is going to drop on Monday Night Football.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. So you don't have to watch Monday Night Football because it's the Browns. Ooh, who cares?
Yeah.
But
the Browns are making a comeback. Although that first game looked really bad. And who did they play?
I don't remember. It's nothing worth. It wasn't even like, was it the Colts? It was somebody.
Yeah.
It was someone that shouldn't have destroyed them, but destroyed them good.
Yeah. It was like 43-10.
Yeah. But anyway, so in 10 minutes, it'll be on YouTube after.
Yeah.
Doesn't even matter. You don't have to worry about watching
seriously.
The game.
And it'll already have a million views.
And then, yeah. Because no one cares about the Browns and the Jets playing.
It's interesting that they drop trailers during football sometimes, though.
So apparently this is like a thing from Star Wars to drop it during Monday Night Football.
Like even the old ones?
No, it's just since Disney's owned it, because Disney owns ESPN and Monday Night Football is ESPN.
Oh, that's smart.
They're all one big nonsense.
Conglomerate, yeah.
I like to call them nonsense words. And some other cool release dates for, we're not huge into anime, guys. Like, we're not huge nerds. I watch one or two but you do like One Punch Man, right?
Yeah, I do like One Punch
Man. So, they are releasing the second season of One Punch Man. It's going to be on Toonami October 12th, so keep an eye on that.
October 12th, are they releasing the entire season, or are they just starting to release the
episodes? It's Toonami, so Toonami is Cartoon Network's, like their Adult Swim, like where they play Rick and Morty.
Okay.
So instead of Sundays, on Saturdays, Adult Swim has their Toonami, which is for anime, and it'll be weekly from there.
Okay.
So you can catch it on there. But the good thing is, if you don't have access to cable, you can wait a month or two, and it'll be on Hulu or Netflix.
Yeah.
They're usually pretty quick about picking it up. And one of my favorites, My Hero Academia, which I keep telling you to watch. It'll also be on October 12th, the new season, and it's simulcast, which means it'll be streaming in Japan and here in the States at the same time, which is cool. Cause sometimes we have to wait like 2-3 months.
Yeah.
But they're releasing it at the same time because it's such a big show.
That is nuts.
So I'm stoked to watch my favorite quirks.
Your anime.
Yeah, my anime.
My Yu-Gi-Oh. I actually like anime.
First
off. Okay, let's stop.
First off, you don't even know what anime means.
Okay, jump. What does anime mean?
I don't know. What does it mean? Animation?
I guess.
Yeah, it's all...
It makes sense it'd be animation. Yeah. Dude, but jumping back to Star Wars. So I was at FanX last week.
Ah, so this is like legit nerd news. This is insider nerd news.
This is
news.
Nuts, yeah. So Salt Lake FanX.
Let's do this. How was FanX?
Well, can I do my news and then tell you how it was?
Okay, let's do that.
Is that all right?
I'll allow it.
I
have two votes. You have one. Allow it.
Thank you, Johnny. okay, so Hayden Christensen, who plays Anakin Skywalker in the prequel movies.
First three.
You don't know that. Holy cow.
First two.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't know it, listen to our podcast.
Episode 2 and 3.
Because we talked about it. Listen to her previous podcast.
Yeah. Love can't save you, Padme. Only my new powers can. Anyway, that's my favorite quote from the whole thing. All right.
I know, you have a tattoo on your back. Weird.
I know. And it's got his face on there, too.
I said at least get Padme, but whatever.
I don't want that.
Sorry, there was this huge panel for Star Wars.
There's a huge panel for Hayden Christensen at FanX.
It's our local Salt Lake City Comic-Con.
It's pretty big, too.
Yeah. It was top five until we lost some other things, but it still is one of the biggest ones in
top
the States.
Top 10, probably.
Yeah, which is great, because we love to learn nerd out here. So you had a chance to go.
Yeah, so Hayden Christensen, and then, who plays the Emperor?
The
Evil Emperor. Holy cow. I had his name, and then it...
Keep going.
Our producer is really glaring at me right now.
I know.
Now.
We're a, you, producer man, person, girl.
Thing. Anyway, all right. So, you look up his name. The Emperor and Hayden Christensen were supposed to do a panel together. And Disney,
At FanX. On Thursday, right? The first
night.
It
wasn't on Thursday. It was on Friday or Saturday. I think it was...
I thought they changed it.
I think it was Friday.
Because I thought... So, they had it scheduled to be on Thursday night. And then they changed it like 2 days before another night, which happens.
Yeah. And then they like went crazy. For some reason, something was happening with the panel where they didn't... Like Hayden Christensen and the Emperor were going to be together. And Disney did not like it. And they shut it down.
Really?
They pulled it. They pulled the whole thing.
Like just day of?
Yeah, day of. Like, it was a big deal. And it has a lot of people speculating, like, what would Hayden Christensen and the Emperor know together for the new one?
That's so crazy, because it's like, they're not really meant to be...
Ian McDiarmid. That's his name.
Okay.
I was going to say Sir Ian, but then I was going to say Sir Ian McKellen, and I'm like...
And you're like, that's the wrong Ian. That's Lothar. That's Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Lothar.
Lothar. Lothar. Yeah. That's so crazy that they
were just...
That's
nuts, right?
And the thing is, like, those panels... People slip up so heavily like on those panels.
Yeah, and sometimes it's intentional. Like, Tom Holland was known for slipping up. So then they'd have him do it as, like, a joke.
Yeah.
But people
it's,
actually
it's a way to promote it.
They drop things on accident.
Yeah, and they don't know it. And it's that's so... I give it a little bit of respect, because they're like, we don't want to mess with these Salt Lake boys. They're Salt Lake nerds, pardon.
Yeah.
these nerds know what they're up to.
There was someone on... I think it was Mark Ruffalo.
He dropped it bad on. I think that was just
Jimmy Kimmel. Or not Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah, and he also did it on... So they do a lot of what they're called Q&As. It's like a photo
Q&A,
photo,
like question and answer?
No, they're press circuits.
So
they literally just sit in a room, like two of them, and they have like 15 different journalists ask them questions from like websites and this, and they just sit there. And he was there with Don Cheadle, and Cheadle just lost it. And he's like, "I'm not doing interviews with you ever again."
Cheadle,
Cheadle.
Okay, he lost it.
Because
he was like, dropping stuff.
He was like, "What are you doing, man?" It's actually funny. You can YouTube it, and he just gets all crazy. He's like, "I'm not doing it anymore with you." And he just like had to lose. And Mark Ruffalo just has like a dead face.
Okay, so if you don't know, the Iron Patriot is Don Cheadle. He's also in the Ocean's movies.
He's
Tony Stark's friend from the...
Yeah, everyone knows who he is.
Not everyone.
Who doesn't know who War Machine is?
I don't know. Anyway, what's funny... Some people don't know the name. It's very exotic. But what's funny is...
That's why you should know the name.
He, Thor, and Brie Larson were doing an interview, and Brie Larson started elbowing him, like, as a joke, like, ha, 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 buddy, buddy. And he was like, what'd I say about touching me? He got so pissed at her.
I know he does it on purpose, some things, to throw people off, but I can see him getting really...
Dude, he was ticked. It was so funny.
So you're bragging that you went to FanX, right?
Yes, FanX.
How was it?
FanX.
How was this your first comic book convention experience?
Yeah, it was. I've never been to one before, and I got a free ticket. So, you know, one of our sponsors got me a free ticket for the Deadlight.
And they're like,
you couldn't make it, but they only had one.
I was busy doing family stuff, and they're like, just because they really just want us to get a feel, because next year we're gonna have our own panel anyways.
Yeah.
So might as well.
No, it was funny. Well, first I ran into my friend who was dressed up as a stormtrooper the whole time.
How was that? Does he sweat cool bullets?
Oh, he was sweating bullets for it. He said like he's been training and stuff and doing all this biking.
Get
stuff.
Out! Just to wear the
no, not to wear it. Just in general, he has been. But he said that he's more sore after wearing a stormtrooper outfit all day than he was for like any of his biking stuff
That's
lately.
So crazy.
His biking and running and whatever.
Because you're in so many pictures. But no one will ever see your face because those things are just amazing. Everyone wants a picture with you, and it doesn't. And you have to. And you just, no one knows who you are.
Yeah, we call him Hambone, or just Ham. I don't know. He's got different nicknames. He's so cool though. He's this pretty well built guy. He's got a big old beard. Cracks me up. He's
I shaved yesterday. Nerd. What are you talking about?
No, not you. Oh, okay. Ham. Yeah. Oh. Ham's super funny. Oh, okay. Anyway.
Again, I shave my beard.
Yeah. Anyway, he's like a World War II buff. We'll have to have him on sometime because he's like. Really knowledgeable, but it was cool to see. One, it was cool to run into him, and then the other days he was dressed up as Thor, you know, from Endgame.
Yeah,
he had like the full outfit and stuff.
But he was Thor really from Endgame.
Hair. Yeah, he has really long hair and a long beard, and he's a bigger dude, so he fits it well. You know, that kind of that build Thor. It was funny.
That's so crazy. So did you go to Artist Alley?
I went everywhere. So at this point, Thursday. There weren't as many people on.
It's the first night, right?
Yeah, so there were some people missing who I really wanted to be there. Brandon Sanderson didn't go at all, which was annoying. He's a writer I really like. Another one, Dan Harmon.
Yeah, Dan Harmon was not here.
No, he was definitely not here. That's the Rick and Morty creator.
I mean, we get huge names here, don't get me wrong, but it would have been a little more announced that he got here.
So there were a few writers I really liked that I missed. They weren't there on that day, which was upsetting. But who I did see, I made eye contact with Gimli.
No way.
Yeah. He also plays in Indiana Jones and stuff. I don't know his real name. Don't ask me.
Yeah, he was on Shannara Chronicles. It was really good.
Yeah, the new one on Netflix. Yeah. With the elves and stuff. Yeah. He's like the elf king.
Yeah. He's a well-known New Zealand actor from Fantasy to Xena, Hercules, all that old stuff in the 90s.
So here's what happened. I'm at FanX, and you know, you have to wait in line to go see them. But
you wait in line for everything.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to take photos or anything, but we're kind of off.
Oh, you can always sneak.
Yeah, you could, but I didn't want to. But we're a little bit off from the line, and he's talking to some family or something. And the line's maybe 30 or 40 people, so it's enough that he's, 40 feet away. I can see him, and I'm just sitting there just smiling, so excited to see him. And he looks up from the people, and I can see his mouth. He's talking, and he makes eye contact with me, and I've got this big grin. And he stops speaking for a second, and he looks at me like, do I know this person? And I can see this expression on his face. And then I can tell that he thinks, at least this is what it looks like he thinks. No, I don't. And he goes on to the next thing. It was just this like brief moment of him looking at me that cracked me up.
No, he was like, is this man child going to hurt me? Yeah. No, he's not. Okay.
Yeah. Is this person excited? Because
you could be a little intimidating. You're a little tall in stature and big, but you're like a four-year-old at heart. So,
well, he's pretty, like 6'4".
Is he really that big?
Yeah, I think he was wondering if... Because I was so... Here's the other thing. I had just come from the bank, so I was dressed up pretty nice. I was wearing a button-up and...
That was your cosplay. They didn't know.
Yeah, I was wearing almost slacks. And so I think he looked at me and was like, do I know this guy? Is it like an agent or something? Why is he smiling at me? And then like... He was like, nope, not anyone I know.
Does he belong here? Yeah. Is he a true nerd?
Is this a problem?
We gotta get security.
I also saw, from a closer distance, I saw, Yang? No,
Ming?
What's the Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah, it's Ming, isn't it?
Ming, yeah. Anyway, he was there, the actor who plays him. He was
isn't he in a Amazon thing as well? I could be wrong, sorry.
Anyway, he was super, he's in a lot of stuff, but it was cool to see him. He was really close, and he was out taking photos with people. Super nice. He was so excited.
Yeah, don't you think you would be, Benedict Wong.
Yeah, Wong. Thank you.
Benedict Cumberbatch and Benedict Wong.
Yeah. What does he go by in the show?
He goes by Wong.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, I knew it was matching. Like, his last name is the same as the name. Like, it just worked out that way. Yeah. It was on purpose.
I knew it was an NG, what I mean by that is the name ended in NG, but I couldn't remember the first part. Anyway, he was really cool to see. There were a few others, just people that, you'd recognize, and I'd see him from a distance, and it was kind of fun. But I didn't want to pay money or wait in line to meet any of them.
It's a little much, even with a group.
If it was someone who I was really, really, really passionate about.
Yeah, you have to
about,
be very...
Yeah.
Like, my friends met Sean from Psych, and I'm like, that one I would have probably...
Yeah, absolutely.
Or Gus, like, that one I would have paid a little.
They'd have to have the right amount of being, like, not the biggest well-known actor, while also be someone that I really, really
worship.
Like.
Yeah, because there's people that I worship that other people don't know. Like, Psych, like, I worship him, but some people are like, oh, I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
Or even like Chuck, like, I worshiped him.
Yeah.
Now he's big because Shazam, but he wasn't as big like 3 years ago.
Exactly.
Like, he was
Levy.
Known.
Is it Levi or Levy?
Levy.
Okay.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I mean.
He was known, you were saying?
He was known, but he's not like an A-lister, but he's like, he's known in the TV world. Like, people could recognize him.
Yeah.
But it's not like there's a line out the door to see him.
Yeah. Now there is.
Now there is. Yeah. But I'm saying a couple years ago, like, that would have.
Yeah.
And I get starstruck from like B actors from like Battlestar Galactica. I'm like,
Yeah.
But that's just me.
I'm the same way, dude. I get so excited. I took some photos. So a lot of people dress up a lot.
They call it cosplaying.
Yeah,
young
yeah.
Sir.
A lot of people cosplay.
Cosplay.
A lot of people cosplay.
Don't worry. They're going to cosplay as us pretty soon.
Yeah, they will.
Just headphones and a Deadlight shirt.
I thought that already. I saw someone in a Jabba the Hutt outfit, and I was like, thanks, man. You listened to the podcast.
Give me a hug, you.
Yeah.
You. And then I saw Han Solo, and I'm like, you're not me.
Yeah.
Try again, young sir.
Close.
We see Captain America. Not even close, man. Come on now. Get rid of those abs, you. Self-deprecation is the best. But yeah, so you saw some cool cosplayers, right?
Yeah.
I saw a picture with one. Who did you get one with?
The Joker.
Yeah.
So I got one with Joker. I saw a bunch of different versions of the Joker. The one I got a photo with, he had like an RPG,
yeah.
Rocket-propelled grenade.
How did he bring that in?
Dude, I don't know. It wasn't an actual one.
Oh, okay.
It was a plastic one. But anyway, it was the Heath Ledger version, which he was really done up. It looked really good. It was
fun.
Isn't
that crazy, like, the amount of effort to do?
It's insane.
Because I know for my simple cosplay was just Logan, so it's a tank top and jeans.
Yeah.
But it was annoying because you had to walk around when you didn't have your backpack, you didn't have your stuff. And you're like, I can't shop, I can't do anything because you're just lugging around your props. But it's fun at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that double-edged sword.
Yeah,
that's
really
cool. But you get a lot of pictures taken.
Yeah, a lot of people did. There were some Jar Jar Binks. Emperor Jar Jar, though.
Oh.
So they were wearing a dark cape, and they were excited. I saw some Luke Skywalkers. Star Wars was a big deal at this one.
I wonder why. Our podcast.
Yeah,
obviously.
We hyped people up.
That's so cool. So you only went for the first night, right?
Yeah, just the first night.
Did you catch any panels?
I wanted to go more. I didn't catch any panels. I spent a lot of time at Artist Alley.
Isn't that amazing?
And a lot of the merchandise. And I did talk to some writers. I'm trying to be a writer myself eventually, as you can tell from our material.
We do write it not like a minute before we start or anything.
Yeah.
Our script is amazing.
Yeah. No, so I got to speak with some artists, kind of talk with them about their experience. That was fun.
That's way cool. So you got a little taste of what we're going to be doing next year?
Yeah. I had a friend that I was going with, our sponsor. He was a friend before, but now he's pretty excited about the podcast. So obviously he wanted me there.
Obviously. That's how it starts, though.
It wasn't like a begrudging thing or anything like that, you know?
It wasn't like no one else could go, so we had to take you.
Exactly.
That's so cool.
So it was so funny, though. He did a mystery box lightsaber.
It is legit.
Yeah. His lightsaber or the mystery box in general?
There's a lightsaber. I didn't see the box. I saw it in person.
I meant like the idea in general. So a mystery box is basically you don't know what the lightsaber is going to look like or even the color of the stick. They just hand you random stuff. You pay a lower price for it, but you have no idea what you're getting.
Those mystery boxes are huge. A long time ago, they used to be way worth it. Now they're just, like, the box is kind of cooler than what's in it.
Yeah.
And people get so mad because they'll see, like, a Bob's Burger or like a Adventures, like, the outline of the box, and it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
There's a Rick and Morty one, one Rick and Morty swag.
There are a ton of mystery boxes that I thought were crap, but the lightsaber one is sweet.
That's a way cool one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he opens it, and it's this almost Darth Sidious-looking one, but it's got a green stick.
Which
silver
means,
and gold.
Do you remember? We did a whole thing on green.
It's like, oh... Shoot, it's the people who are defensive, kind of.
Yeah, they're a little. It's.
I don't remember. They're
more. They're more aggressive. Yeah, I don't remember the names. I just remember the green was. I just remember it was
fuming right now.
He's like, and podcast stopped. Sending angry tweets right now.
And f these guys.
Forget these guys. I am not coming back. Just kidding. Please come back. You were great.
No. So.
So that's
way cool.
And then
it was a green saber, and he has a full Qui-Gon Jinn outfit. So.
Yeah, he's gonna look legit.
He looks so good.
We should get him for a photo shoot.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you buy anything?
No.
Was there any exclusives?
I had $2 in my pocket. I could have gotten a pin. That was about it.
Yeah, that's probably smart what you did. Because if you were to bring my, like, even, it's just weird, like, even dice that I could get for anywhere find online, that like, sorry, Dungeons & Dragons sets of dice.
Yeah, I wanted to buy dice. But
they bring unique ones here.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll bring ones that come with, like, an extra D6, like a six side of dice.
Dick six side of dice.
and so it's cool. Like, and it's, and you're like, oh, I bought it. I mean, if you went multiple days, I could have seen you getting more stuff.
But, yeah, I think.
Or so, not being your first one.
So I did spend a lot of time at the dice tables because it's cool. Some of the guys cast metal dice themselves sell them and things like that. Some companies.
What was that ridiculous? Wasn't one that was like $80 for a D20? The
20-sided dice. They were made out of stone.
Yeah. I've seen some like laser cut stone, and it was like $2,000. And I'm like, if I ever get to the point where I can afford $2,000 dice, then I have too much money to spend.
Yeah. Seriously. You should probably give it to someone.
I should probably been like, I made it in life. Give up. Done.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
But I don't know what that means either, but yes, exactly.
Our podcast really took off. If you can afford $2,000 dice.
Dice. That's like a car payment. It's a car.
Yeah, seriously.
That's so crazy. I'm glad to have a good experience, though. Yeah, would you go again?
I would go again.
Would you go the full four?
If I had a group.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to go alone. Never go alone.
No, it would have been funner with a group and if I had a little bit of money. And I would want to dress up.
Dress up?
I felt that was one thing, is I hated being dressed in my bank clothes because everyone...
You could have just had your cosplaying as a jabroni.
I said I was a rational consumer.
Okay, Oscar.
That was an Office quote. That's what he dresses up as on The Office.
And I get it. I get it, man.
Yeah. So if I could dress up, I would go again. And, you know, I would go if I could go to a panel. It was cool to see the merchandise, but there's a lot of people.
The thing is, you knock it out. And you knock it out. And, like, you can knock... The ones here, you can honestly do it in, 2 hours, see everything.
Yeah. Well, and I pride myself that I'm a nerd, but it's funny that, you know, I go there and I'm like, nope.
I'm not a nerd. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I'm not a nerd.
I get pegged down like 4 or 5 times when I get there. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I do not know a thing.
Yeah, I don't know a thing.
Like, literally
it's
just
like hanging out with Jansen.
Yeah. Like, my friend will say, like, he tried to, I tried to be like, oh, yeah, dude, I know Star Trek. And he went into, like, the certain model of Enterprise and does this. I'm like, I'm out. I know the big one.
Yeah.
I was no help at all.
I know it's the SS Enterprise, right?
Right. Yeah, that's one of 50,000. Like, yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, like, yeah, that one, right?
I know there's Starship also Enterprise. The SS Minnow Johnson in there.
That's Gilligan's Island.
No, that's Rush Hour 2.
From Gilligan's Island.
Is it from Gilligan's Island?
SS Minnow. I don't know about the Johnson part. Oh. SS Minnow is Gilligan's Island.
It's something I've quoted since I was like 10 with my friend Chez. Anyway, doesn't matter. Oh. Chez and I quote SS Minnow Johnson. Blah, blah, blah. So yeah, that was cool. FedEx.
You're gonna post any pictures? Did you take any pictures?
Yeah, I took some photos. Artist Alley was the coolest part. If I had money, I would spend it at Artist Alley.
Right?
There were so many cool Star Wars photos and things that were just unreal. Like Boba Fett was so sick.
And the thing is, like, you're
on the Balrog and the Fellowship.
You're here, so you can take it home. Like, it's not gonna get ruined.
Yeah.
Like, my problem is when I'm like traveling and it's there. Where are you gonna put it? I'm not gonna pack it, and I don't want to ship it. Like, pay an extra $30 to have it shipped to me. But I totally get it though. Like, Artist Alley is disgustingly awesome.
It's crazy, some of the artists.
These people are so skilled. It makes me be like, why do I even bother? Like,
oh, yeah, no.
One of them will just sit there and just draw something in like 10 minutes. I'm like, wow. I just want to watch you draw. It's amazing.
There were people there where they would draw you as a Lego character, and it was really good. Yeah. Get Legified, I think is what it said.
Dude, that's so smart, because they make money, and they do it.
Yeah, be turned into a Lego. I don't remember what they called it, but it was sweet.
That's so cool, dude. And I got an email from them, too. They're going to offer us a booth to sign next year, too. Yeah. So look for us next year. I mean, there's two of them, but I don't think
it's great when Photoshop works.
We'll probably won't hit the March one, probably the September one again.
Yeah.
Whatever works,
we'll
right?
We'll be there.
We live there. I guess we can end it on just some closing nerd news.
Yeah.
So I don't like to think too much of it, but... The Rise of the Skywalker, they're doing reshoots, and I know there's still time.
They reshoot in like every movie. I wouldn't worry about it at all.
98 days left, right? What is it? The countdown?
Dude, I wouldn't even think about it. They reshoot in every movie. I mean, sometimes you edit something together and it just doesn't flow as well as you thought it would. Reshoots happen all the time. It's not uncommon at all. It wouldn't concern me.
Here's a
major reshoots would. Like if they fired the director and like Solo.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna go with Justice League.
Yeah, Justice League...
Wasn't fired. It was like a forced thing, but I know what you mean.
He was, yeah.
Here's some positive news. Our favorite directors, the Russo brothers, right? Some of our fans. They were recently at a panel, and they were asked, would you do anything with Disney Plus? Like, direct something there, do your own show? And it's not that they're against it, because they started on TV.
Yeah.
Community, and that's what made them so big. But they said they loved doing, like, an 8-year arc from Winter Soldier to Endgame, right?
Yeah.
And they loved it. And they're like, we would do that again. And they're teasing. Total tease. Probably not going to happen. Fantastic Four. do something with Fantastic.
Dude, that'd be so sick.
They loved Fantastic Four, and I love Fantastic Four. And if we could have proper directors on Fantastic Four to save it.
Yeah.
I mean, three strikes and you're out, right? I mean, if they were to blow it a third time, just deplete it, stick to comics, don't even worry about it.
Yeah.
And they're huge fans. Yeah, or just don't even. Just, it doesn't exist. Just be like, it's not. They don't exist in the universe.
Seriously.
So that was a little
bit
of a... That'd
be so sweet. Russo Brothers doing a Fantastic Four.
Yeah, because they said they wanted... They're not anti-Marvel, like, opposed to doing, like, they really want to do a long project again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that'll be great. Sign them on.
And I actually enjoyed Winter Soldier. Was actually, out of all the... Infinity War is my favorite of all the ones they did. It would go Winter Soldier.
I think Winter still might. I see where you're coming with Infinity War.
I think it's
War.
Probably... Okay, I think Winter Soldier is the best done. I think it's the most well done. But I definitely think that Infinity War is my favorite. And that's more just because Thanos was so cool.
It was... Josh Brolin did bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it home. I guess for now, that's all the news. Nothing really breaking, but give it 3 weeks, and after...
that was pretty breaking. Some of that stuff's big news. I didn't know some of that stuff.
Yeah, because you're too busy working on memes that we're killing it on. I just had to drop it, because we're proud of how good we're doing on the Instagram.
Our meme game.
So please keep following, keep liking, keep sharing.
Yeah.
Keep being a knight, and then, so... And if you see any news once we drop this, let us know. Because honestly, by the time it's dropped, there'll be more news. That's what's great about being a nerd.
Yeah.
News around. All right, and good night.
Night.
Night nights.
Night nights.